ocean of dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدا وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقا بشكرك مادحا وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققا وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنا. Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. وَلَيْتَ الشِّعْرِ يَا سَيِّدِي وَإِلَهِي وَمَوْلَيْ Would that I knew, my master, my Allah and my protector, أَتُسَلِّطُ النَّارَ عَلَى وُجُوهٍ خَرَّتْ لِعَظَمَتِكَ سَاجِدَةٍ Will you give fire dominion over the faces fallen down, prostrating before your greatness? وَعَلَىٰ أَلْسُنٍ نَطَقَتْ بِتَوْحِيدِكَ صَادِقَةً Or the tongues voicing sincerely the profession of your oneness? وَبِشُكْرِكَ مَادِحَةً And giving thanks to you in praise? وَعَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ اعْتَرَفَتْ بِإِلَهِيَّتِكَ مُحَقِّقَةً Or the hearts acknowledging your divinity through verification? وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة Or the minds encompassing knowledge of you till they have become humble وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة Or the limbs speeding to the places of your worship in obedience وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنة And entreating your forgiveness in submission ما هكذا الظن بك No, such opinion is not held of you. وَلَا أُخْبِرْنَا بِفَضْلِكَ عَنْكَ يَا كَرِيمُ يَا رَبِّ Nor has such been reported thanks to your bounty concerning you, O Allah, the generous. We have concluded earlier on, and we have mentioned, that the most comprehensive type of worship is considered prayer. And the one who is performing prayer is showing his utmost humility to the Lord. He is confessing to his oneness and he is appreciating him. The organs of the body of the one who is performing the prayer, they are all attached to his will and they are eagerly worshiping their beloved. And this is what in return also brings love of Allah to the hearts of the friends of Allah. And this love of Allah, as we said, is the dynamic force behind their every action and whatever they do in their lives.
I wish I had known, oh my Master, my God and my Lord, will you inflict fire upon faces which have submissively bowed in your prostration to your greatness? or upon the tongues which have sincerely confirmed your unity and have always expressed gratitude to you, or upon hearts which have acknowledged your divinity with conviction, or upon the minds which accumulated so much knowledge of you until they became submissive to you, or upon the limbs which strove to the places appointed for your worship, to adore you willingly and seek your forgiveness submissively. Such harshness is not expected from you, as it is far from your grace. O generous one, O Lord, you are aware of my weakness to bear even a minor affliction of this world and its consequence and adversity, although such afflictions are momentary, short-lived and transient.
Thank you, Allah. So good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So it is love that incentivizes the awliya Allah to dissociate themselves from all other than the Almighty Allah. Love also is never dissociated from action. These awliya Allah, the ones who have fulfilled their responsibility to religion, the ones who love Almighty Allah truly, the sign of these people who have fallen in love is action. They have activity. They have endeavor. They try to do their best. And this is really interesting that, as our tradition suggests, love compensates the inability of a deed. Love mediates for the performer of that deed, as love is an effective intercessor before Allah, the Exalted. This could be why Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believers, says, أَتُسَلِّطُ النَّارَ عَلَى وُجُوهٍ خَرَّتْ لِعَظَمَتِكَ سَاجِدَةً. Will you give fire dominion over the faces fallen down, prostrating before your lordship, before your greatness? Our tongues have voiced sincerely the profession of your oneness. مَا هَكَذَا ظَنُّ بِكَ. No such opinion is held of you, O Lord. We have loved you. This love is intercessor. In his lofty supplication at dawn, famously known as the supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, "My recognition, O my master, is that which guides me to you, and my love is my intercessor to you. I trust my evidence since you have guided me to it, and I am comfortable with my intercessor, since you will accept it." In fact, the best of these evidences and intercessors are recognition and love. I assume we have sufficiently discussed the concept of recognition while we were discussing the previous parts and excerpts of Kumail's application. According to recognition and love, which is translated into ma'rifa and hub in Arabic language, the one whose evidence to Allah is ma'rifah shall never be misguided. And he whose intercessor with Allah is hubb shall never fail to reach the divine presence. Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam says, O Allah, you are indeed aware that though my obedience to you has not been persistent in practice, but it has endured in love and determination. These words, and such words as this part of the Kumail supplication, وَعَلَى ضَمَائِرَ حَوَتْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ بِكَ حَتَّى صَارَتْ خَاشِعَةً. The hearts have acknowledged your divinity through verification. Our minds have encompassing knowledge of you until they have become humble. These parts are subtle indications to the fact that one's obedience to Allah may at times fall short of the desired standard, but that in which the lovers never entertain doubt is their certainty in that they do love Allah, and because of this love, Allah will not chastise them. But on the other hand, they try to do their best. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through